T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The 12 alleged gang members who police say are responsible for the horrific stabbing death of 15-year-old Lisandro Guzman Feliz in the Bronx were indicted today.
WCBS reporter Mike Smeltz joining us now to talk about this. Mike, what more did we find out about the night that the murder took place?
We got some clarification about why the alleged gang members were looking for someone to kill. First, police say Lisandro Guzman Feliz was murdered by members of the Trinitarios gang, and that's something that we knew, but that is sort of an umbrella organization. There are pockets of sub-gangs within the Trinitarios. Two of those subgroups within the Trinitarios were feuding with each other. We know that Lisandro Guzman Feliz was targeted in a case of mistaken identity, and during this feud, Guzman Feliz, completely innocently, was walking around in the territory of one of the gangs. The 12 men indicted today thought he was someone else when they chased him into a bodega, dragged him out of the store, and stabbed him to death.
And Mike, this case had plenty of help from the public.
Right. NYPD Commissioner Jimmy O'Neill is hoping that this is a turning point for the police and the public. A flood of tips came into the NYPD once the surveillance video of the attack was released. It was really unprecedented in the amount of community involvement, and folks in the community invested in finding who the killers are and making sure they're put behind bars. And also unique to this case is that police received significant help through social media. Commissioner O'Neill called it a treasure trove of tips. Already, police use social media to track alleged gang members. Now, in this case, you had people on Facebook and Twitter saying who they believed the suspects were from that video.
Mike, what would you say is next for the NYPD as they look to attack this spike in gang violence?
Police have been hinting at for some time at making a big impact on the Trinitarios gang at some point. Beyond the 12 alleged gang members indicted, we're looking at something that's larger in scale, the number of people that would be arrested and indicted for something bigger. But that to do that type of arrest, you need a larger case to be built. And overall, looking at gang violence in the city, top officials with the police department are focused on building stronger relationships with the community. It's something they've always focused on. Police want a similar type of response from the community to other criminal acts, the type of response they received in this case in Guzman Feliz's murder.
That's WCBS reporter Mike Smeltz in the Bronx. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.